And with oil prices higher than last year and fewer flights to choose from, consumers are paying more for airfares. To talk about summer airfares and how to get the best deals, we called Scott Mayerowitz. He's airlines reporter for the Associated Press, and he's been tracking airfares for the past few months. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We've heard for years about people sitting in the same row of a flight who've paid, you know, vastly different sums for the same ticket, and they're just one seat apart. Is that still going on?
It's surely going on. This was something that we've heard about for years and weren't quite 100% sure that we could say it's happening. So my coworker Samantha Baumkamp and I went out to the airport, and we just started talking to people preparing to board planes and said, how much did you pay? And we found some incredible differences out there. For instance, we were looking at a flight between New York and Fort Lauderdale, and the prices there ranged from $169 to $360. And that was just a leisure flight. When you start looking at some of these business routes, like a New York to Chicago or New York to Los Angeles, you could have someone paying four or five times as much as the cheapest passenger on that plane.
What are your tips on how to get the best airfare?
First of all, there's no guarantee that you're ever going to get the best airfare. The rules change minute by minute, but these are some general guidelines that we found. First of all, you don't want to be shopping for your flights on weekends. The airfares for tickets purchased on Saturdays and Sundays, no matter what day of the week you're actually planning to fly, are a lot higher. The best deals out there are for people who are booking their tickets on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. That's when the airlines have these advertised sales, and that's when prices tend to be lower than other times of the week. The next thing is there's sort of the sweet spot of 4 to 6 weeks in advance of your trip. That's the best time to buy. If you buy further out, the prices could be higher, and if you get within that 3-4 week window of your trip, the prices can be significantly higher.
Well, so that old-fashioned idea, and this is quite old-fashioned, that booking, oh, I don't know, a couple months in advance is really going to help you out. Not really.
There are some deals way in advance, but from speaking with experts and doing our own research, we found that 4 to 6 weeks is sort of that sweet spot where the best prices are.
How helpful are internet services like Yapta or Kayak, where you put in the route that you want and they'll alert you that the fare has gone down?
Some of these services are really helpful tools for travelers. You're able to check multiple airline sites at once, see what the best deals are, and they do send you notifications when something changes. The key with these is you have to be able to jump on them within a few hours. Airfares will change overnight, so when you do get these alerts, you've got about an hour, maybe two, a little more to go ahead and book that flight.
And then I gather that some of these deals, the really great ones, can sometimes last just a couple of minutes.
Airlines are now using social media to find new customers, and there are deals out there, but they go so quickly. They're just a few seats, and the airlines really want to have someone say, look, I found this amazing $29 flight on JetBlue. You should fly them too. Well, it's very unlikely that someone else is going to find that great deal, but the public relations and advertising benefit is tremendous for the airlines.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Scott Mayerowitz is airlines reporter for the Associated Press.